4.8 on RSN Breakfast Show with Michael Christian and Mick McGuine. And great to catch up with our next guest, part of the New Look Carlton Leadership Group. His name is Ed Curno and he's with us. G'day, Ed.
G'day, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us, mate. And we were just talking and looking through the stats and just noticed that your younger brother who has joined the club is about 6 inches taller than you, mate. What happened to you in the height stakes?
Yeah, he's a big lad. No, I remember always getting home from school and asking Mum when I was going to grow. It didn't quite happen the way I wanted it to. But, yeah, both my younger brothers just shot past me, so that's all right. I think I still claim the wrestle championship at home. But,
well, that's all that matters, mate.
A bit hard.
It must be great on that point. It must be great having a younger brother at the club.
Yeah, no, it is. There's an eight-year gap, so it's quite interesting, you know, remembering what it was like when I was 18 and my first time at an AFL club. It's a good reminder of how excited he is just to be at an AFL club and starting his career. So it is good fun and it can get annoying at times, but I'm really looking forward to playing games with him.
What's his most annoying trait?
Oh, he's a smart aleck, so... Right. Some 18-year-olds, he thinks he knows it all. So I've stitched him up there, but anyway, he's all right.
How's he going to be if he has to front the leadership group, Ed? How are you going to handle that scenario?
Yeah, no, he's been pretty good. I mean, he's obviously had a few publicised incidents so far, and the way he's handled himself, I think, has been quite upstanding. So. And forthright, and he's an honest guy. And, you know, he works hard, and he'll improve. He'll be good.
Did you play a role in nurturing through that situation last year?
Oh, not as much. You know, Mum and Dad probably gave him a bit of advice and a clip where he needed to. But yeah, gave him a little bit of advice. Charlie realised that what he'd done was quite poor, and. Yeah, he admitted to that and then has moved on and doing what he can to redeem himself.
And, mate, unlike your younger brother, who was drafted last year at pick number 12 overall, you did it the hard way through rookie drafts to get your opportunity to play senior football, and now you find yourself in a leadership group. You must feel pretty proud of the way you've been able to forge an AFL career.
Yeah, I am, and I really value where I'm at the moment with making the Carlton leadership group, and it has been a bit of a journey, but a lot of players go through a similar thing, and even though Charlie did get taken a bit high in the draft, he's going to have an up and down journey along the way. I don't think there's many AFL players that don't have a bit of an up and down graph to their career and how it pans out.
Ed, I think we all admire your courage to compete, your courage to run, your courage to do task-orientated things that your team needs. What aspects of your game that Brendan Bolton might want to put in place this year that might be new to you?
Yeah, look, I've been focusing on making sure I can play a variety of roles for the team. You know, you don't want to be just a tagging player or a shutdown player. I want to be able to play off the wing, perform off the wing, perform inside without having to tag inside the square. And then, I also want to be able to pinch it up forward and hopefully have a bit more of an impact on the scoreboard than I have in the last few years. So I think it's more about playing a variety of roles so that I can be more versatile for the team.
Is there room for taggers in AFL footy?
I think it depends on kind of game plan you're operating with. And then there's always, I think, in AFL footy, going to be a time where an opposition player is just really, you know, he's putting his imprint on the game that you have to shut him down. So I think it'd be more so, look, this quarter you're going to have to go to this player to shut him down. I don't know if it's going to be as much of with the way that the defence is set up around team defence. To have individual players running around following the one opposition player, it's almost detrimental to where the team wants to go. So I think there's room for it in little spurts, but not all the time.
Talking to Ed Curno on RSN 927.
So an extension of that in, Ed, what comes first? Is it team structure when you're talking team defence to guard grass, for example? So your 18-man zone is a priority as opposed to role play? Is that what you're telling us?
No, look, role play, everyone has their role to play, but then your team defence and your structure will come first, and that's part of your role. So, and then if you're, you know, depending on where you play, if your role is to shut down a player, then I'm sure you'll speak during the week about how we'd go about that as a team. Will you follow your player around the ground? Or in team defence, will you just play your position in the team defence? And that would be a discussion for different scenarios.
What's it do to the psychology of the player? You've got a job to do. You're playing on Trent Cotchin, round one. You've had him done to a dinner. You go to team structure. He gets three quick possessions. They hit the scoreboard because of those possessions. He gets up subconsciously. He feels a part of the game. And then now you have to gather him back in. What's it do to your mindset?
Look, obviously that would be frustrating, but I think I would just have to reset, and the team would know that was on them, you know, and that I was doing the team thing by playing structure, and look, if that was to happen, I think we'd just survive and we'd be okay with him getting a few touches in that kind of position. So it's an interesting scenario. And that's what we're looking forward to finding out is the way we're going to structure up against these teams in the NAB Challenge. And that's where we'll discover, I suppose, the way Bolt is going to coach.
Ed, tomorrow night is the first game of the NAB Challenge, and you're taking on the mighty Hawthorn Football Club. For Carlton fans that will be sitting down to watch this game, what will they notice that's different about Carlton?
Well, I suppose, apart from the obvious, I think we'll have a few new players out there. And with our new coaching staff, I really hope that they can see that we're, you know, even if they can just tell that we're going to be a really united front this year. You know, we're very clear of where we're at, coming from the bottom of the player, and we've got a lot of new players, and the bottom of the ladder, sorry, some new players and a lot of young talent. But there's going to be no quick fix to it. So we just want to get out there and really show a united front against the benchmark side of the competition the last few years.
So do I have to challenge you then, Ed, why United this year? Weren't you United last year?
No, it's not. That's not true. It was just last year was one of those years where, you know, everything that went wrong seemed to go wrong, and we struggled to put the pieces together on the field. We lost injuries, we lost coaches, we lost players through injuries, we lost coaches throughout the year. There was a fair bit of scrutiny behind the scenes, and I think players just struggled to front up game day and really perform, which is disappointing. We've focused hard this pre-season on setting up new values and behaviours that we're going to hold each other accountable to, and you know, these are the values that we'll be challenging each other on game day. So we're looking forward to what the Thursday night brings.
In relation to a text message from John early this morning, who's going to kick Carlton's goals? Can you answer that for him?
Well, we've got Levi Casbold has been training really well. We've got a new player, Andrew Gallucci, from the VFL down, who will get an opportunity on Thursday. He's a really exciting young player with an amazing little sidestep and spin out of trouble. So I'm excited to see what he can do on the weekend.
Gee, you've just given his secrets away. He'll be happy with you.
Yeah.
The old spin and sidestep.
No, he's got a few tricks. Yeah, I know what's coming at training, and I still can't stop it. So. Clem Smith developed in the off season. He's put on a bit more size and he's got elite speed. So I think we've got a few guys in there, without mentioning my brother Charlie, who will come through and kick a few snags when he gets his body as strong as I think he can. So look, there's plenty of options. I think we're going to be a forward line that doesn't rely on just one player. We're going to need input from the midfielders and even defenders at times to score.
Where will Dale Thomas play, Ed?
Yeah, he'll have that variety of role. In the pre-season so far, he's played inside midfield, he's played on the wing, he's played off the half-back line, and he's played up forward. And he seems to handle all positions well. I think you'll see a lot of players rotate through different positions. And, yeah, that's the way it'll be run.
Good on you, Ed. Great to have a chat. Good luck for season 2016. Good luck tomorrow night, mate. Let's hope for a big year for the Blues.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Thanks for the chat.
Good on you. Ed Curnow joining us on RSN Breakfast.